Prevent, prepare, cope. The Kentucky Department for Public Health is working every day to help Kentuckians stay well and strong where they live, work, and play. Prevent. Prevention is at the heart of public health work. Every day, the Kentucky Department for Public Health, DPH, helps prevent personal and community-wide health emergencies through tracking reportable diseases, such as influenza and West Nile virus, childhood immunizations, prenatal care and healthy baby visits, cancer, diabetes, and other screenings, health education classes on nutrition and how to stop smoking, recording vital marriage, birth, and death statistics, and inspections of public swimming pools, RV parks, and restaurants. Prepare. Planning is key to being prepared. DPH has developed a CDC-approved disaster response and recovery plan that guides public health, medical, and emergency personnel in how to be ready and respond to all public health emergencies, including a bioterrorism attack. Counties throughout Kentucky have continuous high-speed internet connections to the State Health Alert Network that help provide timely access to vital information. As critical as modern-day threats are to health and safety, we must continue to prepare for an often forgotten terror, not bioterrorism or SARS, but the prospect of an especially lethal strain of influenza. Because we can't predict what health emergency might challenge us, Kentucky is preparing for all health threats with overlapping communications, laboratory, disease surveillance, and emergency response capabilities. Cope. Kentucky is ready in a public health emergency to respond to people who are hurting, homeless, and sick, helping them recover and cope. DPH's Disaster Response and Recovery Plan calls for close cooperation among federal, state, and local government agencies, as well as hospitals, relief organizations, utilities, and other groups to deliver shelter, power, food, medicines, and treatment people need, people in cities, on farms, people with special needs, those with language and physical barriers, and those who might be isolated or unable to help themselves in a public health emergency. No one has been left out. Bioterrorism. Today, public health hazards include the possibility for bioterrorism. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has identified biological agents that pose the greatest threats. Everyone should know what they are and how to identify them. Disease, anthrax, symptoms, inhaled, severe breathing problems, skin, sores with black centers, ingested, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting. Treatment, antibiotics. Smallpox, symptoms, high fever, rash that spreads from face, arms, and legs to the trunk of the body. Treatment? No treatment, but vaccine provides good protection even after exposure. Isolation. Plague. Symptoms? Fever, headache, coughing up blood, and pneumonia. Treatment? Antibiotics must be given within 24 hours of onset of symptoms. Tularemia, or rabbit fever, or deer fly fever. Symptoms, similar to cold or influenza, sudden fever, diarrhea, headache, body aches, dry cough, and weakness. Treatment, antibiotics. Botulinum toxin. Symptoms, increasing muscle paralysis, dry mouth, blurred vision. Treatment, antitoxin can reduce the severity of the disease, but cannot reverse the paralysis. Viral hemorrhagic fevers. Symptoms, high fever, dizziness, muscle aches, exhaustion, internal bleeding, or under the skin and from eyes, ears, nose, and other orifices. Treatment, vaccines for some VHFs, but no treatment for others, only supportive therapy. Exposure to any of these agents requires immediate medical attention. Reportable diseases emergency number 888-9-REPORT 973-7678. Who needs public health? You do. DPH protects your health by training more than 150,000 healthcare practitioners, support staff, and providers of personal care, the people who care for you. DPH protects school children across Kentucky, 700,000 children in more than 1,200 schools across the Commonwealth. DPH protects the food supply, food for more than 90,000 farms and training for more than 140,000 people working in food preparation and service. DPH protects those with special needs, non-English speaking and English as a second language populations, more than 550,000 persons living in poverty across the Commonwealth, and individuals with physical and mental challenges. Who needs you? We do. Large-scale emergencies require sustained response efforts. Official responders will require trained volunteers to assist or relieve them in the event of a major emergency. Kentucky needs trained volunteers who can assist medical teams in health emergencies and relieve first responders or emergency workers in natural and man-made disasters. To learn more about how you can help, contact your local health department or go to http://chfs.ky.gov/dhss/kccvs. Are you prepared? Disaster can strike quickly and without warning. It can force you to evacuate your neighborhood or confine you to your home. Would you be ready if basic services, water, gas, electricity, or telephones, were suddenly cut off? The best way to make your family and your home safer is to be prepared before a disaster. A prepared public can make the difference between life and death. Detailed guidelines and emergency planning tips are available to the public by calling your local health department or local chapter of the American Red Cross, or you can visit any of the following websites: http://www.chfs.ky.gov/dph/epi/preparedness, Cabinet for Health and Family Services /DPH Preparedness Branch. http://www.redcross.org. http://www.ready.gov. http://www.citizencorps.gov. http://www.kentucky.gov. The mission of the Department of Public Health is to help keep the people of Kentucky healthy and respond to disease outbreaks, natural disasters, and the possibilities of terrorism, including the use of biological weapons. Kentucky stands ready. In an emergency, communication can save lives. Kentucky has pioneered unprecedented statewide cooperation among public health, homeland security, emergency management, private industry, community groups, and other government agencies to protect the public in a disaster. The Kentucky Department for Public Health stands ready, but never still, working to protect Kentucky's citizens, visitors, and resources. The Kentucky Department for Public Health, Public Health Preparedness Branch, 275 East Main Street, mail stop HS2E-A, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40621, 502-564-7243, http://chfs.ky.gov/dph/epi/preparedness. Kentucky. Unbridled spirit.